Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Acts chapter 2 and verse 36. It has been rightly said that Acts chapter 2 is the hub of the Bible. If that be the case, everything before Acts chapter 2 and verse 36 was working toward it. And everything after the teaching in Acts 2 verse 36 is predicated upon it. The message of the Bible is salvation is only found in Jesus Christ. The Old Testament clearly told us, Jesus is coming. Here are the signs, here are the promises, here are the prophecies. Be looking, He's coming. We open to the pages of the New Testament. In Matthew chapter 1, we're told Jesus is no longer coming. Jesus is here, and He will save His people from their sins. And thus, the message of salvation in Jesus Christ, He's both Lord and Savior, is what the Bible is all about. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except by Me. Friend, are you in line with the teaching of the Bible? Is your life really in line with the main message of Scripture? Have you submitted to Jesus and found salvation in Him? Here's what a person must do to be saved. The Bible says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Once I've heard God's Word, I must believe in Jesus. John 8:24, Jesus said, unless you believe that I'm He, you'll surely die in your sins. Having believed in Jesus, I must repent of that which is not right in my life. Luke 13:3, Jesus said, unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Then I must confess with my mouth the name of Jesus to be saved. Jesus as the Son of God to be saved. Romans 10 verse 10. And yes, I must be baptized in water to receive the forgiveness of sins. Peter said in that same chapter, Acts chapter 2, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Friend, what a wonderful book the Bible is. Let each of us make sure our lives are being lived in line with Holy Scripture.
Glory, and to God be the glory.